pressure-wise, water-wise, runoff-wise, is for all your concrete pads, that may not be feasible.
Common sense-wise, if you look at that land, you know there's no way that you can put.
Because Camp Irene could add lots more, but it's not going to work.
But again, they're limited to whatever we allow.
Correct.
I knew they had referred to a letter in the meeting.
Yeah.
They're deliberating.
So you good?
No, we're just researching, reading here for a moment. So regardless of the decision today, will you move forward with the cabins?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So that's something that will not be affected by the decision today, regardless of which way it goes. Would it, go ahead, did you have something, sir?
How many sites did you, it's probably already been mentioned, I'm sorry.
The Board of Adjustments.
How many sites did you
have? I think there's. I think there's
20.
How many is it listed
for? Well, I see 18.
18
sites?
Yep.
So, Scott, should I have no concern of it flowing into Beaver Creek?
That's kind of an open statement.
Your septic.
What flowing into Beaver Creek? I mean, the water from that side and the other sides are going to flow into Beaver Creek.
The construction on this side of 590 Reynolds and however many.
If they put in their land disturbance mitigation according to the plan by the engineer, which is whatever he comes up with, that's not going to. And it's based on a 100-year storm, so I can't say if we got a 500-year storm, you're not going to get some sedimentation that's going to run off of there, because all their calculations are based on the 100-year storm. Septic-wise, no. I mean, because I used to do the permits, I mean, I'm full of confidence that that's not going to have any surface discharge runoff. I mean, he could pump it way up into the middle of that field somewhere very inexpensively to a good site location, if that's your best location. Your soils evaluators will go out there and ask him what he's going to do, where are you putting this, and they'll look at these woods, and they'll kind of, in their mind, and they'll work with him on finding the best site for the neighbors, for his well, neighbors' wells, to site these on-site systems that'll all be below ground treatment. Now, if he put in 10 homes, if he wanted to put in 50 homes and put in an MDNR wastewater plant, it is going to surface discharge, and it is going to run out that corner, and it is going to run into Beaver Creek if he puts in a wastewater plant. He could put one home per 8,000 square feet. I mean, is this the location for that? Probably not, but that would be a rezone to R1. But these are just all the options for pretty much most properties that are A1 or R1 in the county.
I just looked at a site the other day where we had allowed rezoning it was R1, and it didn't look anything like that. I thought there's going to be trees left and so forth.
Well, that was in these other presentations, so I figured it was going to look like you're talking about, because that was not part of the requirements on this. Mm-hmm.
So moving forward today, I guess you've made the statement that you would continue the process with your conditional use permit to build your five nightly rentals. I don't know if it's fair to ask this question or to make this statement. Is it something to prove to the area, good stewardship, to proceed with that and then this decision be pushed out for the rezone request? Or
I really would like to rezone because it will help fund the next four as well. I mean, I'm not a millionaire. This isn't going to go in overnight. There's not dozers showing up tomorrow when you say yes today, right, and so forth. And then there's also stipulations that were set forth with the conditional use permit of a fence around the perimeter, no trespassing signs, so forth. I mean, no, I'd like for it to gel very well together. I mean, that would give you guys the option, if you wanted to, if it flooded, to come camp, and you wanted to go ride side-by-sides out of Cloud 9 or out of Hercules Glades or whatever you want to do, or if in the winter you guys want to show up with your wife and have a relaxing, enjoying weekend in the cabin, you know, in quietness. I think it gels very well together for one to fund the other and the other to offset the other.
I hadn't thought, but I like the thought, the suggestion of seeing what the five cabins are going to look like on there before approving an RV site there.
Mr. Pender, can you show me, and I can see it on the plan there, but can you show me on the, over here kind of where the break would be on development and non-development?
So as far as how far down we're going?
Well, more to the...
this way.
Yeah.
So right here. This right here is the main draw. The sycamore tree, and then there's a sycamore and cedar. This draws like this, and then banks back like this as far as that wet weather creek that runs there. But right here, this is where we're trying to keep things separated. There would be the other commercial entrances here. That way, if you miss this one, you got this one. If you're coming from that way, you miss this one, you got this one. The other deal is this is kind of the proposed area for being able to do the pumpkin patch and then the Christmas tree idea as well.
Now, what zoning would that be?
That's permitted underneath the RV, one rezone.
So it's already part of the plan.
And it took us a while to come up with the proper rezoning for this versus going full commercial, so forth, to set forth limitations to kind of not have so much pushback. But then again, you kind of have to tell everybody what the rules and regulations are because it's not just common knowledge.
Mr. Pender, could you not, the Christmas trees or the pumpkin patch, it's ag land. Could you not do that anyway?
I could, but I mean... Mm-hmm. We're just trying to dual purpose
the property, yes, ma'am.
I'm just trying to be sure on the clarification of the land, what was allowed, and I thought that surely was allowed.
Yeah, yeah. And it's still on this list for crop production down at the bottom, mm-hmm, which kind of helps out going with grants because not very many people grow Christmas trees in the state of Missouri.
Commissioner Plummer, I did, when you made your statement, in the zoning district regulation change, Article 45, of course, the Planning Commission will make their recommendations, and they have 25 days to get you their recommendation, but there's a statement. If the County Commission deems it desirable, an application or resolution may be tabled to the next meeting for one additional hearing, in which case the recommendation shall be submitted within 25 days after the second hearing. So I got the feeling you're thinking about postponing it out, but you can postpone it to the next hearing.
I think he was wanting to postpone it to see if...
Right, yeah. So I don't know that that's the right answer. I was just...
Right. Well, I just wanted to make sure that we had knowledge of that.
And the next hearing has to be within how many days?
Well, it says... It doesn't say how many days... May be tabled to the next meeting, which would be your next zoning meeting, for one additional hearing.
Okay, well, this table is tabled to, was it the next zoning or two zonings?
No, that was...
This meeting was tabled.
That was the in-between. It says the County Commission
when they hear the hearing it, they can postpone it to the next meeting. So we're at your first hearing. You have the ability to postpone it to one more hearing, which is the next meeting, which would be in February. Between the planning and the county commission, there's no timetable that's set.
Okay.
The planning commission just has to give their recommendation to you guys within 25 days.
Okay. When we was going to hear this, was it in December?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we just tabled it till January, so just one meeting then.
Time frame, you're wanting to try to get started?
Oh, it's spring, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Lutz, you have one more thing to say. I'm sorry, sir.
Can I say something?
I don't know.
I can't hear. Can I say one?
Yes, sir. We'll allow you to.
Tomorrow night, I understand that we're having another meeting about nightly rental cabins. I don't understand.
To us, sir.
Which is it?
Focus with us, yeah. So go ahead. Tomorrow night, I believe what is on the board is not pertinent to this rezone. It is for the conditional use permit.
So tomorrow night, the property is going to be nightly rentals that we're talking about. It doesn't make sense to me that we're talking about an RV park there today, but tomorrow night we're talking about cabins being built there. Which is it?
That's conditional use. Tomorrow night's conditional use. I didn't know it was tomorrow night, but tomorrow night is conditional use with the Board of Adjustments if it's tomorrow night.
So within our Board of Adjustment bylaws, there's a clause that after the meeting, which they had, so he has currently 5 nightly rental approvals from the Board of Adjustment. There's a rehearing reconsideration request that can be made, which I don't remember. I think you brought one in. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
We've got 4 of them.
Okay, well.
So those are reconsideration rehearing requests.
It'll be cabins?
No. So the Board of Adjustment will listen to the arguments of why they might need to rehear it next month. So as it stands, he has a 5 nightly rental conditional use permit approved.
Is it appeal?
Yes.
So tomorrow night, they're just wanting to be able to have the Board of Adjustment hear it again.
Then why are we talking about an RV park today?
Well, because he has that approval. Tomorrow night, the Board of Adjustment will listen. If they decide to rehear it again in February, then their previous decision is null and void. If not, then the BOA has run its course and they're finished with the application.
Which means what? That we're going to have the RV park or the
nightly rentals only. That's the only thing coming through Board of Adjustment is the 5 nightly rental CUP permit.
Okay.
Today is a rezone for RV park. Nightly rental cabins can be done on RV1 or A1.
Yeah.
Dr. Lutz, this is strictly on the RV park today. What you're talking about tomorrow night is the nightly rentals, the 5 nightly rentals that are under conditional use. That's tomorrow night. It has nothing to do with the zoning.
Except it's the same piece of property.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's what's throwing me. Could you explain that?
You guys can't talk to each other.
No, everything has to be addressed to us. We can ask him.
My understanding is he's already got it approved. Somebody is already appealing that. So tomorrow night is for somebody to try and get rid of him having the ability to do it.
Nah, I understand. Okay. And what is today for?
For the approval or denial of doing an RV park.
RV park, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The rezone.
It would be a mixed use is what it sounds like.
Does that confuse you?
Honestly, no. But that's okay. I deal with this a lot.
Can you see my confusion?
I can see where you would feel that there's a compatibility issue, yes.
I like that word. There is a compatibility issue.
Okay.
And I can see where you can see that there's a compatibility issue.
Okay, so.
Dr. Lutz.
Who's gonna enforce all of this stuff?
That's a question.
Nobody in the county can do that either.